Is it possible within a cultural context in which there are so many dysfunctional paradigms, is it possible for people to sit down and how do they get through that with each other?
I can perceive you as you might want to be perceived and as according to the prevailing myth and ethos of our culture. That is, that you are a self-contained person who has it all together and everything's just fine with you. We are encouraged to convey that kind of image. I have to see through the image, in other words. I have to look past the cultural persona that you wear so that I can trust that I can communicate with something in there that can resonate to what is in my heart. People in this time experience suffering. We mask this suffering in our culture. So in order to make it a bridge for connection and occasion for love, I must look beyond the mask that you, not even deliberately,
I understand.
That it's just, you've learned since you were a kid to show this self-possession and a lack of vulnerability. But the vulnerability is the gateway. The vulnerability is the door. Beyond the mask of business as usual, it's like a silent scream. So absolutely essential with the discomfort is communication. We are called upon to find community and to build it, even if it's with one other person, to find a place where truth can happen, to find the place where the truth of our experience can get expressed. If we simply attend and open to those painful contradictions and speak the pain, we discover, and you can discover it just like that, that we are able, if we are true to our experience, to say, yes, I suffer with my world. And then comes the extraordinary recognition. And that is that we are capable of suffering with our world. That we are compassionate beings. Out of our interdependence, compassion arises. And so a lot of we look around at what we're doing to stifle the voices of and cries of compassion within us. And we turn to this addiction and that addiction into manic consumption of one form or another. We go crazy trying not to hear our compassionate hearts.